For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. All indications are Connecticut will be partially reopening on May 20th. But should it? We got a letter into our newsroom today arguing against the May 20th state reopening from David Lewis, CEO of Norwalk-based Operations, Inc., the state's largest HR consulting practice. He joins us now on the program. David, what are your basic concerns as we ready to reopen?
In looking at the program, which is entitled Reopen Connecticut, which was put together by a council that the governor had assembled, who's been working on this now for the last almost month, the report is just chock full of holes. And this is not something that you want to have unclear or incomplete, because it's designed in some respects to do one key thing, which is to ensure that the workplace is going to be a safe place and that the public feels comfortable leaving their homes and going back into the office. And there were just a number of glaring gaps that don't allow anybody to really feel comfortable or confident that the office is going to be safe when we get there.
Let's talk about liability. How big of an issue is this for employers as they contemplate reopening their doors?
It's a huge issue. And on the one hand, you hear at the federal level a proposal to somehow limit the liability for business owners, which for a business owner myself sounds like a good idea. But for an employee, again, they want to see and hear that you have something in place that guarantees their safety and that you are being held accountable to meet those standards. And the standards that are out there right now just don't really cover all of that. So if I'm an employer and I don't want to be held accountable should, God forbid, one of my employees get sick or worse, or one of their family members get sick or worse, then it's incumbent upon the state or the federal government, depending on who's going to step up, to tell me exactly what it is I should be doing to maintain a safe work environment.
What authority will employers have to mandate that their employees return to in-person work?
Well, that's a really good question, because at this point, I don't think that we really have that authority, and maybe we shouldn't have that authority. We're advising our clients to take a very close look at the practicality of bringing people back when in fact you've got so many employees that, for example, are going to be uncomfortable getting onto a public transportation commute. You've got people that are uncomfortable because they have concerns about their own underlying health condition that put them more vulnerable than others to becoming sick or even worse as a result of COVID-19. And then you have parents who won't have even the benefit of this imperfect remote education process that our kids have been going through. So, you know, our advice is not to insist that people come back. Our advice, first and foremost, is set up a safe place that people can be invited back to, and then just do that. Let people know the office is open if they want to come back versus the office is open and you must come back.
Last question. From those you know and interact with, how big would you say the anti-May 20th reopening coalition is?
I think the issue is a big one for most businesses, but it's less about we don't want to come back on May 20th. It's completely about we'll come back on May 20th, provided that the guidelines and the direction that's provided by the administration are complete and have one key thing in mind, and that is the safety of us and the safety of our employees and the safety of all the people that come in and out of our various businesses. And right now, there is no confidence, nor should there be, that we have that in place today.
David Lewis of Operations, Inc. from Norwalk, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.